We're going to continue our lesson that we started last time, entitled, God Will Give You What You're Looking For. But before we begin today, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for being the great God that thou art. Father, we ask your blessing upon the lesson today. We pray that you would strengthen and encourage the saint of God listening today. And if there be a lost soul listening that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we would pray that they'd realize their lost condition and their need to salvation and call from a heart of faith upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, believing that it's only his shed blood that he shed on that cross, cool cross of Calvary. He shed that precious blood for them individually. And that's his blood and his blood alone that'll pay for all their sins, past, present, and future, and secure them a home in heaven. And Father, we pray that you would have your will and your way in our lesson today. And we ask all of these things in your Son Jesus' precious name. Amen. Last time, we started to look at some examples that show the following. That the Lord will not deceive you if your heart is in the right place. He will continue to give you light or revelation. But once your heart is off and you start fighting against conviction, Holy Spirit conviction, and reject the word and light, what happens is you open yourself up to deception and to the Lord casting you away. And we began to look at some examples of that from the scripture. Now, let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 6. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 6 with me, if you would. Jeremiah chapter 6, the prophet Jeremiah, in chapter 6. And once you get there, we're going to begin reading in verse number 16. The words of the Lord have this to say. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set watchmen over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Verse 18, therefore, hear ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. To what purpose cometh there to me incense from Sheba, and the sweet cane from a far country? Your burnt offerings are not acceptable, and your sacrifice is sweet unto me. Therefore thus saith the Lord, behold, I will lay stumbling blocks before this people, and the fathers and sons together shall fall upon them. The neighbor and his friend shall perish. So, in this example, God shows himself here according to the fruit of the nation of Israel, their thoughts. In this case, they were evil thoughts, seeing they rejected God's word and law. As a result, he rewarded them. Did he not? According to their own works and ways. What did he do? We saw clearly that God purposely set up stumbling blocks before Israel, did he not? They walked after their own heart and refused, amen, to listen to God. That's what they did. Now, if you go to chapter 7, we continue on, and if we go to chapter 7 of Jeremiah and drop down to verse 23. But this thing commanded I them, saying, Obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people, and walk ye in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be well with you. Notice what they said to God in verse 24. But they hearkened not, nor inclined their ear, but walked in the counsel and in the imaginations of their evil heart, and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came forth out of the land of Egypt, unto this day, I have even sent unto you all my servants of prophets, daily rising up early and sending them. What was the result? Verse 26, Yet they hearkened not unto me, nor inclined their ear, but hardened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore thou shalt speak all these words unto them, but they will not hearken to thee. Thou shalt also call unto them, but they will not answer thee. But thou shalt say unto them, This is a nation that obeyeth not the voice of the Lord their God, nor receiveth correction. Truth is perished and is cut off from their mouth. And then in verse 29, Cut off thine ear, O Jerusalem, and cast it away. Take up a lamentation on high places, for the Lord hath rejected and forsaken the generation of his wrath. Here Israel walked after their own ways and refused to hear God's word. So God rejects them and forsakes them. See? So once an individual's heart is off and they start kicking against conviction, Holy Spirit conviction, and they reject God's word and his light, they open themselves up to deception until the Lord casts them away. And that's what we see with these examples over and over and over again. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 14, in verses 1 through 11, we won't turn there, but here's another example of what we've been talking about. And what we see here is, if you have idols in your hearts, when you inquire of the Lord, God will answer you according to the multitude of the idols in your heart. In other words, he's giving you what you are looking for. Unfortunately, most people aren't looking to hear from the mouth of God whatever he has to say. They are not looking for the truth. Most people, especially in our day, right now, are not looking for what they want to hear. Amen. They're looking for what they want to hear instead of what God says. Notice what the words of God have to say with me in 1 Timothy in chapter 4, beginning in verse 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devil. That's what's going on today. See? People do not want to hear what God has to say. They're not looking for the truth. They're looking for what they want to hear. And it goes on in verse 2, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, if it be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith, of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. There's a nasty word there, doctrine. People don't want to hear about doctrine, what God has to say on different things. See? But as good ministers, we're to put the brethren, those that we teach and preach to remember these things and nourish up the words of faith in them. Amen? Then notice in 2 Timothy with me, 2 Timothy in chapter 4, beginning in verse 1, words of God say, I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. That's what's going on today. So what is the answer from Almighty God for these folks? Well, their answer is, God's answer is, I'll give them what they want. Notice in the prophet Hosea, with me, the prophet Hosea in chapter 4, in verse 6, the words of God say, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And because they rejected knowledge, the Lord rejected them. Amen. See? The Lord rejected them. Notice in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7, beginning in verse 30, the words of God say, but the Pharisees, lawyers, rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. And the Lord said unto them, shall I liken the men of this generation? And what are they like? They are like unto children sitting in the marketplace, calling to one another, saying, we have piped unto you, and ye have not danced. We have mourned to you, and ye have not wept. For John the Baptist came neither eating bread nor drinking wine, and you say, he hath a devil. The Son of Man has come eating and drinking. You say, behold, a gluttonous man, a wine bibbler, a friend of publicans and sinners. But wisdom is justified of all her children. See? But wisdom is justified of all her children. The Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves. So whom do you think they turned against them? Who do you think turned against them? Jesus did, didn't he? Amen? We see this, turn with me if you would, to the Gospel of John for a moment, chapter 3, in verse 19 and following. And this is the condemnation that light has come into the world. And of course that light here, Jesus speaking of himself, he came into the world. In men love darkness rather than light. That's the Pharisees and the lawyers, those who rejected the light, rejected Christ. And why do they love darkness rather than light? Because their deeds are evil. See, their hearts are evil to begin with. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deed should be reproved. That's why they rejected Christ. Because if they came in his presence, they came to him, then the light would reprove exactly who they were. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be manifest, and they are wrought in God. But see, those that are seeking the truth come to the light so they can be exposed for who they are and to get right. Amen? If you reject the light while you have it, while it's in your midst, see, darkness will come upon you. Again, you are getting what you want. You get what you're looking for. When you persistently reject the light of God has shown you, he can blind you so you don't recognize it, even if your eyes see it and your ears have heard it. Case in point, amen, is we saw with the Pharisees, the lawyers. Jesus Christ was right there in their midst, and they rejected him. Notice also, he that rejects Jesus Christ and his words, the same have one that judges him, even the words which Jesus spake. See, God will only harden your heart if the precondition of a froward, perverse, wicked, and sinful heart exists. You see, he just doesn't do it on purpose. Now, in Romans chapter 1, amen, Romans chapter 1, in verses 18 through 32, we're not going to read that passage, but I give you the reference, Romans 1, 18 to 32. I hope you'll take it down. But this passage shows you and I, if you get to the point where you become unthankful and refuse to give God the glory and don't like to retain God in your knowledge anymore, the result is he gives you up and over to a mind void of judgment and over to the wickedness and lusts of your own heart. Just read that passage, and you'll see that clearly. Romans 1, verses 18 to 32. If you get to the point where you become, amen, as we said, unthankful and refuse to give God the glory, you know, after you're given the light, then he's going to turn you over to your own mind and your own ways. You see, rejected light becomes lightning. The light is the word of God. You reject it, it comes upon you like lightning. Amen. Look with me, if you would, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, beginning in verse 7. Notice what the words of God say. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And what happened to these folks? The light that they were given becomes lightning. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, and that they shall believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Those that receive not the love of the truth, those people God purposely sends strong delusions to with the intent that they might believe a lie and be damned. And why is this, my friend? Why? Because they believe not the truth that they might be saved and found pleasure in sin. Do you want the Lord to show himself towards you in a good way? That's great, praise the Lord. But there are prerequisites you must meet. Do you want the Lord to save you? He will. He will. He says He will. Turn with me to Romans chapter 10. In verse 12 and 13 we read in the words of God, "For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich, rich to all, amen, that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Notice also the promise in the Gospel of John chapter 6 in verse number 37. "All the Father, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." Are you trying to find the Lord today? You can. You can. Look at what Jeremiah says. In Jeremiah chapter 29, beginning in verse 11, the words of Almighty God say this, "For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. I will turn away," amen, "captivity, and I will gather you from all nations, from all places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord, and I will bring you again into the place whence I called you to be carried away captive." Speaking about Israel, but nation of Israel, but it applies to us today. He can be found if you're looking for Him. Amen. Do you want to have fellowship with God? Well, you can. Amen. Turn with me to the Gospel of John, if you would. Chapter number 14. Gospel of John, chapter number 14, beginning in verse 21 down to 24, the words of God say this, "He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how it is that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us, and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him, and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me." Amen. So if you want to have fellowship with God, you can. Do you want to be filled with the Holy Ghost? You can, my friend, you can. In the words of Almighty God, in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 18, the words of God say, "Command to be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." But you can only be filled with the Spirit if you have the right heart, my friend, towards God. Amen? If you want to seek God, do what God would have you to do. Amen? Receive the light that He wants to give you. Amen? Wants God, the Lord, to show Himself towards you in a good way. Be submitted to Him. Be obedient to Him and what He says. Do you want God to give you something in particular? Notice what it says in Psalm 37 with me. Psalm 37 in verses 4 and 5. "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He will give thee the desires of thine heart." See that? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Verse 5. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. See? He will give you the desires of your heart. Amen? But you have to delight in him. He will bring that, whatever you're going through, to pass, but you've got to commit your way to him and trust him. Amen? Are you looking for wisdom today? Not worldly wisdom, but the wisdom of God. Well, my friend, you can get it. It's available. God will give it to you. Amen? Look with me in the book of James. Book of James, chapter 1, beginning in verse 5 down to verse 8. We read in the words of God, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally, and unbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. My friend, do you want your faith to increase? It can happen. It can happen. But you're not going to have your faith increased by listening to the sounds of this world and what it has to say. Be it over the internet, you know, your computer, amen, CDs, your television, no. If you want your faith to increase, notice, in Romans chapter 10 with me, Romans chapter 10, verse 17, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If you want your faith to increase, then you need to hear the word of God on a daily basis. Spend more time in it, amen. And one last thing. Do you want to grow up into Christ? You can, my friend. You certainly can. You can grow up in Christ. Turn with me to 1 Peter. In 1 Peter, with me, chapter 2, beginning in verse 1 down to verse 3. The words of Almighty God have this to say, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile, in hypocrisies and envies and all evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. See, you can have all these things. Amen. The Lord will show himself. The Lord will show himself to you. The question you need to ask yourself is this. Amen. But do you desire it badly enough? And are you willing enough to do what you have to do to get these things that we talked about? Fellowship with God. Be filled with the Spirit. God to give you something in particular. For your faith to increase, for godly wisdom, and to grow in Christ. Do you want these things badly enough? Do you want the Lord to show himself to you in a good way? That's the question that you have to ask yourself. Again, what you put into it is what you'll get out of it. That's all the time we have today on the Pastor Study. Thank you for joining me. May God richly bless each and every one of you, is my prayer. And good day.